Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast with your host, Catherine M. White, founder and CEO of Accelerated Results 365. If you're an overachiever who's ready to hear what today's bleeding edge successful professionals are doing to create success in their business, you've come to the right place. On the show, Catherine interviews rockstar achievers who share their incredible tips, such as how they plow through roadblocks, outsmart the competition, grow a flourishing business, and reach unparalleled levels of performance. So kick back and get ready for a power-packed, insightful discussion with today's rockstar achiever.
We're very delighted today to have a special guest, Janelle Stoneback, with us. And what I really love about Janelle is she is an example of the concept that many of us have heard in having multiple streams of income. A little about Janelle. She is the co-owner of Emerald City Smoothie of Burien and has been for the past 16 years. She is also, in addition to that, a full-time broker with Windermere Real Estate, so you can imagine that she probably keeps very busy. In addition to that, if that doesn't keep her busy enough, she has been and is an active member of several community organizations. She was the previous president for the Rotary Club of Des Moines and Normandy Park. She has also been a previous president for the Highline Schools Foundation, and currently she acts as the vice president for the Des Moines Police Foundation. She says that she grew up in these communities and has a strong ties within these communities. As far as her career goes, she has had some college experience, but mainly she has worked her way into her career choices. So Janelle, thank you very much for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
I would love to start out by hearing a little bit more about you and some of your endeavors that you have been on.
Regarding my career path?
Your career path, your community involvement, et cetera. Obviously, you are very involved in many different things. You keep very active. And how did you get involved in these different areas, and what brought you to the path that you're on?
It's funny, I never knew what I was going to do when I grew up. So, I had a basic education and was always lucky that since I was a hard worker that I found really good jobs and opportunities kind of presented themselves, and I always jumped on them. And then about 18 years ago, I met my fiance, and his dream was to start a business. And I wasn't as confident as he was in making that decision, but I had the retail background that we needed to get the business going, and he had the construction background. So we did our research and decided that we would open a smoothie shop. And I still didn't know what that all looked like. I love building the stores. I love everything about the retail side of it. But I found out quickly that just being in the store day to day was not my niche. And so I still had to figure out what I was going to do when I grew up. And we decided to expand at a certain point. And so I decided that it would be good for our business to get out in the community and, just outside of our little community borders. And so I originally got involved with, my first volunteer was with the Little League. And, I thought it would be a good opportunity to get in front of, kids and parents that I wouldn't necessarily get in front of in my personal life and try and get them into our business. And it was probably the smartest thing I ever did, because there was 400 kids with 800 parents, and it was surreal. It just, our business exploded, our involvement in the community exploded, and it just kind of went from there. I decided that that was something I really liked and was really good at. And so I just got involved with different organizations. Nothing, prior to that, I knew nothing about being involved with your community. And I grew up in kind of a low income area and probably was more the person that needed the help from the community as opposed to being the person that helped the community. So that was a huge turning point in my life that, you know, getting involved with these various organizations, I could really make a big difference in my community. And once I figured that out, I just ran with it. And so I've been doing that now for 10 plus years. And yeah, I can't say enough great things about it. And it's definitely what the part I enjoy about being a business owner. And then with those ties, at a certain point, I decided that helping people was really something I enjoyed doing. And so I had always thought about getting my real estate license, but never knew really how that fit into my life. But went and got my real estate license and realized, you know, again, helping people was my passion, and real estate can be a sales job, but that's not how I treat it or how it is in my life. It's very much about being able to help people with a major purchase in their life.
Wonderful. So something that I continue to hear as you tell us your story is that you really didn't know each step that you were taking. You didn't know where you were going, where you were heading, and things were so unclear for you. But what you did, despite that unclarity, whereas most people will look at that unclarity as something that paralyzes them and they're not able to move forward, or they choose not to move forward. But what I hear from you is, despite the unclarity or the unknown, you took that step forward. And as you took that step forward, it sounds like it started to become clear for you. And maybe that you took one direction, and maybe that wasn't the direction that you felt was the best direction, but you went that direction, and then it led you to something else. And I see this or hear this pattern of, as you move forward, you started to find your way, and you started to find that clarity. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I didn't go to college because I didn't know what I would go to college for. And that just wasn't, you know, college wasn't something that was big. You know, my family didn't talk about it, and it wasn't that they were against it. It's just that, you know, we weren't a college graduate family. And so, you know, I was always a hard worker, but, you know, again, like you said, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Nor did I have the confidence, and that was a huge part of it too. So, you know, as I got involved with these different organizations and getting involved with owning my own business and whatnot, you know, that confidence level changed, and I became less afraid of myself. And, I mean, with the real estate, it's funny because I've only been in it for about 4 years now, but people tell me all the time, I should have been doing this a long time ago. And I did think about it a long time ago. But I was so afraid. I'm used to making everybody else shine. I love building the stores so that my fiance can run it. I'm a problem solver, and I was always, you know, a research girl. If I didn't have an answer, I'd go figure it out. But it was always for somebody else. And so when it came time to have that confidence in myself, I tell people, I don't think I could have done it 10 years ago. I think I needed this 10 years of trial and error to figure out, like, it's okay to stumble and fall. Just got to get back up and try it again. And along the way, you find your way and your strength, and just focus on what makes you strong. The biggest thing too is I've never been afraid to ask for help. So, you know, I'm sure every community has it, like our community, just different resources for small business owners. And, you know, I remember working with the SBDC, which is a local business group in our community. And I remember asking the guy, you know, why doesn't everybody use your services? And like he said, you know, people don't go into business for themselves to be told what to do. And that's our biggest enemy as being self-employed, is not being we don't like to be told what to do, but, you know, it's our worst enemy too, is because we need the help. And, you know, it's, you get lost in what you're doing and forget that there's others' perspective and other ways of doing things. And, So it's just, I've learned not to be afraid to ask, and it's probably been a huge part of being successful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. I can hear that. And what I also hear is I had mentioned that as you stepped out, you took that first step forward and you started to find your path. You didn't know it at first.
Mm-mm.
And what I also heard that I think is really great for those that will be hearing your message is that you recognize that 10 years ago, though you started thinking of it, in a way you were starting the process, but you had to go through this path, that you had to take this journey to get to where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And what I often see happen to people is that they get these ideas and then they don't see how to get there. They don't see how to reach their goals and they just end up giving up. And then look back and become regretful. But what I hear from you is that you kept that little seed in your mind this whole time. You didn't give up that dream, but you didn't let it frustrate you to the point where you were willing to give up. And so you are able now to appreciate the path that you were able to take to get to where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So what about, we've talked about some of the things that you've dealt with and how you got to where you're at. What about some of the challenges of the clients that you have, whether in real estate or your customers in your smoothie business? What kind of people do you deal with on a daily basis, and what kind of challenges do you see them facing?
Well, I mean, with the smoothie shop, I would say our biggest challenges is employing people. You start a business and you see in your mind, you see things going a certain way. And, over 16 years, there's been some generational changes and, how we were when we were kids. You hear the story, when your parents say when we were kids and, I swore I'd never be like that. But then now I find myself saying when we were kids and, and it's just, so, definitely that's been the biggest challenge there is learning to, when we started, their cell phones weren't even around. So, we're dealing with employee issues with cell phones and, creating policies for stuff, like I said, 16 years ago, wasn't even around. And being able to, this generation needs, more instant gratification and, they're very much more entrepreneurial and so we're just dealing with a different type of personality than we were dealing with 16 years ago. And so we work through those challenges. Our clients, ironically, have pretty much stayed the same over the years, other than the fact that our business has just grown year after year after year. Which we're extremely fortunate and feel blessed for. But a lot of that's just consistency. And what we're finding now is our clients that we were servicing 16 years ago, their children are now coming in because they were always in tow with mom or dad when they came in the shop, and now they're young adults and they are also coming in. And we just make sure we provide a consistent product and, listen to our people and, make ourselves available for our customers and in the community. Everybody knows how to get a hold of us. So, we just make sure that we, are just run a good business. And so that's been successful. Real estate, my challenges are, it's funny because I've had this conversation lately with a lot of gals. People think you just get a listing and you slap it on the market and the people will come. And it's so far beyond that. I'm dealing with people in divorces. I'm dealing with people, adult children, with estates, you know, just trying to guide people that the media, you know, hypes things up more than they do. And it's a lot more counseling than I ever thought I would be doing. And again, that's where I found the passion in it, because, you know, people need help, and it's really nice to be able to help people.
Uh-huh. And what are some of the ways in which you help your clients to get beyond maybe the things that they're dealing with? I can imagine when you're dealing with a variety of people in your business with Windermere, you're, as you mentioned, people that are dealing with divorce and all these other situations. What kind of things come into play when you're working with people that make house, maybe finding a house or selling a house, difficult for them?
I definitely think that's where, you know, the 10 years under my belt of making that decision, you know, we went through some challenges with our shop as far as we expanded in 2008 when the economy was tanking. We knew before we ever opened our second and third store that we were in trouble because the economy was tanking, but we were so deep into it, we had to just keep moving forward. And we worked with counselors, we worked with lawyers, and it was really humbling. But at the same time, you know, we survived it and got to meet a lot of really neat people and learn. I always say that's my college education is I don't even like to call it the failure of the stores. It was just, you know, at the time, an experience. And so going through that on my own and having been through some really challenging times and having to work with people in really stressful situations, I've been able to apply that in just taking a step back and trying to put myself in their shoes as to why are they, you know, not getting along or upset or frustrated with the situation, realizing it's probably not me. It's either the emotional or the stress of the financial side of it, and taking that step back and saying, okay, what are they going through and how can I help? And, you know, doing whatever I can to help within, you know, the ability to be able to help. It's all over the board. Every deal is a new challenge. And like I said, it's just go into it, you know, with no preconceptions and help wherever I can. And that's a lot of times people just want somebody to listen, and they're really not upset with you or anything that's going on. It's a stressful time, and it's hard to, for some people to manage that stress.
Mm-hmm. And by being there to offer a listening ear to your clients, how has that made a difference in their life?
I have women that are single women that have gone to buy houses and, you know, that thought that they would be married and having that experience and, you know, just really being their friend. I have another situation where, you know, there's death and siblings not seeing eye to eye, and, you know, a lot of times it's not about the money. It's just the emotional, it's the final stage in the process, the house being sold. So it's just walking people through it and really talking them through it. And, it's something that most of the time has to be done. And it feels rushed to people at times, and just helping them just process it and, helping them work through it.
Mm-hmm. And has that helped them? Do you feel that that's helped ease the process for them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I try not to surprise people with stuff. I make sure I'm upfront. And so that way, you know, people aren't side blinded by, you know, a situation that might come up. And, you know, they're very hard conversations sometimes if something's not going right. And again, especially when there's money involved or emotions. And so, you know, it's just, it does. It's in every, each time that I'm able to help somebody through a problem, it helps me in the future to be able to know how, what to do or not to do, because I'm going to make mistakes along the way also. But I have to be able to pick up that phone and make those hard phone calls. And each time I do it, obviously it gets a little bit easier. You know, but it just, I just know that making this career choice, that's a huge part of what I'm doing, is helping people through some really tough times in their lives. And having gone through it, it's easy to have, you know, everybody likes a story, and my life has created lots of stories. So, you know, being able to share my experiences, because, you know, I know at this point, because, you know, I have had success, and sometimes from the outside looking in, it looks like, you know, I've got it all together and I'm just this successful business gal and, you know, and like keeping on the business face all the time. But, you know, still at this point in my life, there's daily challenges, and, you know, and it's just, like I said, slowing down for a minute, thinking through those challenges and what could I do different. And if I make mistakes, definitely taking responsibility and taking a step back and just doing things different the next time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That is a wonderful message. I love that you talked about it being a learning process, that you find yourself having a difficult time making those calls, but you just do it. You put aside that fear of making mistakes, and you recognize that, hey, I am human and I am going to make mistakes, and you just step out and do it anyhow. And again, I've heard that continual pattern that you just take the initiative and you step forward, take that first step, and you do it. And then what you're able to glean from that is that you're learning. And any mistakes that you do make, you use those as part of your lesson. It's a very invaluable lesson, as you mentioned. And you take the time to step back, slow down, and take a look at the mistake and learn from that and learn how you can do it better the next time. And that's really a key to being successful, because so many people get caught up in the fear of making mistakes and, again, allow that to paralyze them and keep them from moving forward. But being able to just step forward and look at that as learning, then you're able to make a difference for yourself and to move forward and start working towards that success. And if you hadn't moved forward, you wouldn't have gotten to where you're at today.
Right. I think balance is a huge part of it too. I mean, we as small business owners can get really wrapped up in our business and whatever it is. And, you know, if you don't take time to have personal time or have, you know, businesses can be challenging. They can be hard. And, you know, it's like when we were closing down our stores, you know, being part of Rotary, for example, which is, you know, your community business leaders, basically, it cost me money to be a member of that. And as we were going through closing down stores and some financial, you know, struggles, I had offered to leave Rotary with my fiance just to save money. And when I had originally gotten involved with these community organizations, he didn't quite see the value. And, but by the time, you know, we were going through hard times and we had to make a decision, do I stay part of this organization or do I not? We found the value in the organization, being able to be with people that were outside, you know, my personal relationships, my professional relationships, just, you know, other like-minded people that I wouldn't necessarily come across in just on my day-to-day life without being involved with these types of organizations. And I found it very empowering to be around people that made me feel good about myself and were they just knew me on a different level than people I worked with or, you know, played with, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're able to say, you know, I mean, the great thing was, is, you know, most of them have had, most business owners have been through a rough patch. And so being able to share those experiences and know it's okay, it was really empowering.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So thank you so much for adding that piece in, balance, making sure that you are nurturing not just your business, but also nurturing your personal life. And another message that I heard from that was when you're going through these struggles, it's very easy and also very common to give up some of the things that are the most value for you, because you think that, like you were saying, giving up your membership in the Rotary Club, well, that will save you money. Mm-hmm. But had you given that up, you probably would have lost a lot more than the cost of what you're spending by being part of that group.
Right.
So yes, definitely balance in everything, balance in between your personal life and your business life, balance and how do you decide what pieces you're going to incorporate in your business, what organizations you might be involved in, where you're going to spend your money and such. And it's not always a cut and dry, black and white answer.
Right.
So, great. Well, thank you, Janelle. You have given us many, many very wonderful and helpful tips. And I know that those who will be listening will get great value from the information that you have given us. So I would just like to close by asking you, is there any final thoughts that you would like to share?
The impromptu. No, I mean, definitely, I think people should do what they love. I watch so many people hate their job, hate where they're at in their life. And I've just learned along the way, like, we all have choices and we don't have to be victims of our circumstances. And, you know, don't be afraid to go out on a limb, and but certainly don't live unhappily. Life's too short.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you are looking to reach new levels of success by plowing through your roadblocks, outsmarting your competition, growing a flourishing business, or reaching unparalleled levels of performance, go to www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at Catherine@acceleratedresults365.com and learn how you can get started with Accelerated Results 365 today.